Tomorrow marks the 25th anniversary of John Paul's election as Pope. His papacy is the fourth longest in Catholic Church history. The event is prompting analyses of the Pope's legacy and fueling speculation on who his successor might be. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports.
John Paul is living the twilight of his papacy by openly showing his suffering from Parkinson's disease and old age. His speech is often an unintelligible mumble. His head tilts to his shoulder. His gaze is fixed and often lifeless. In what appears to be his last challenge to the world, John Paul has turned his pain into a mirror of Christ's journey. This bent figure is a faint reminder of the energetic 58-year-old who became Catholicism's new spiritual leader on October 16, 1978.
Dominum Carolum, Sancte Romane Ecclesiae, Cardinalem Wojtyła.
The Polish name, Karol Wojtyła, was unfamiliar to the Roman crowd. He was the first non-Italian pope in nearly 500 years, and it was immediately clear that this was going to be a papacy like no other. With more than 100 trips abroad, John Paul has become the most traveled pope in history. An actor in his youth, he has taken advantage of modern media technology to become, arguably, the world's most recognizable face. And John Paul has a strong affinity for the young, even for their counterculture icons. When Bob Dylan came to sing at a special papal concert in 1997, John Paul took a page from the bard's lyrics.
Che la risposta alle domande della vostra vita.
The answer to your questions about life is blowing in the wind.
In a quarter of a century, John Paul has forged a complex and contradictory legacy. In the wake of the reforms of the Second Vatican Council, he has centralized and reasserted church authority, punished theological dissidents, and become a hero to conservative Catholics. But he's a disappointment for liberals who feel that on issues of sexual morality and bioethics, he's unresponsive to the reality of their lives. And the Pope's tardy response to the sex abuse scandal in the U.S. Catholic Church has alienated many Catholics.
They like the singer, but not the song.
John Allen is the Vatican correspondent of the National Catholic Reporter. He says the Pope is widely revered as a moral authority, but paradoxically, his moral choices are not persuasive to the majority of Catholics, especially in the developed world.
Birth control, same-sex marriage, the role of women, abortion, and all these sort of hot-button moral issues that are in the culture. And the Pope, of course, sort of lumps them all together in what he calls a culture of death against which he has been struggling. I think on that level you would have to say that the track record is much more ambiguous.
One of John Paul's greatest disappointments has been his failure to forge better relations with the Russian Orthodox Church, which looks suspiciously at what it sees as Catholic poaching for souls on its territory. But John Allen says that in the area of relations with non-Christian religions, John Paul's record is very progressive.
This pope revolutionized the Catholic Church's relationship with Judaism, the first pope ever to visit a synagogue, the first pope to go to the Wailing Wall, leaving behind a note apologizing for Christian anti-Semitism.
In addition, Allen says John Paul has made new inroads in relations between Christianity and Islam, most recently with his many statements against the U.S.-led war in Iraq.
He has met with Muslims more than 60 times. He is the first pope ever to enter a mosque. And certainly his opposition to the war endeared him in many ways to the Islamic street in a way that no Christian leader has ever had that kind of resonance in the Islamic world.
John Paul is perhaps best remembered as one of the main catalysts of the collapse of communism in Eastern Europe. But Mario Mazzariti, spokesman for the Catholic lay community of Sant'Egidio, says secularization and materialism have turned out to be bigger challenges for John Paul than communism.
It was the Western market that entered the everyday life of everybody in the West and in the East. The real challenge with modernity is something that will be the number one in the agenda of the new papacy.
There's growing speculation here that the man chosen to be the next pope could be less confrontational, more conciliatory. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.